On the line is Dave Johnson this morning, and he's going to talk about his story of the men's shed. Hello, Dave. How are you today?
Good morning, Girlie. I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, that's good. And before we start speaking, now, where are you based at this morning?
Well, I'm at home this morning, but our men's shed group is in Kaitaia. We have premises at the toll transport facility in North Kaitaia.
Oh, is that where it is? Is it?
Yep. We have a nice sign on the road there.
Mm. And of course, what does your what is it involved in this particular men's shed? Can you explain it?
Yeah, the men's shed is an organisation which started in Australia. They got going about 2005. They've got over 1,000 men's shed groups in Australia now, and it's spread around the world, around Canada, England, Ireland, Wales, Scotland, Denmark, Sweden, and, of course, into New Zealand. And there's a good 100 groups in New Zealand now, and we're just a little fledgling group just starting out, mm. and we're looking for new members. And the members generally retired men who bring different skills from their walks of life,
mm.
and we get down there, socialise, and on a Wednesday morning, we're open 10 o'clock on a Wednesday morning, usually till 12 o'clock, and we have talk about this. So we do woodworking at the moment. We have a project going for somebody. We're building a couple of big wooden deck chairs, which is coming on nicely. We do things like that.
Oh, when you say that, you know, like doing different things, do you get the, you know, the apparatus to make the stuff? Do you have to bring them along and get them done, or do you have the shed that's already got the stuff there for you to fix different things?
We have equipment, which generally speaking has been donated, although we have had a few small grants where we have bought equipment.
Yes.
Generally speaking, our equipment has been donated. Often it's by women whose husbands have passed on and no longer have a use for the equipment.
Mm.
Or in some cases, it's just people who've moved and no longer have a room for the equipment, and they've given it, passed it on to us. And the type of people we get generally as I say, retired, but we do have people who come along who no longer have space to do it because they've downsized their homes and that sort of thing. So, yes, we're at the moment into woodworking type things. We have equipment there. If you want to bring your own project in, that's fine. We're there to help and assist. And that's what it's about, general brotherly assistance.
Yes, yes. So, you know, like for some of us, like some of the widows that need stuff to get fixed up, would you be able to do that?
That's the sort of thing that we do.
Oh, well, it'll be handy to know that you've got a place in Kaitaia, you know, even say a broken chair or do you do a bit of doing like polishing furniture or anything like that?
I'm not sure what you mean by polishing.
You know, like
you bring a broken chair, and we're only too happy to have a go at sorting it out for you. We have done that sort of thing before.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's handy to know. Now, what's the address again?
The best way to describe it is if you're heading north out of Kaitaia, the big toll building on the right-hand side. Our shed is there. You'll see our sign on the side of the road there. So you just go past Mitre 10,
yeah.
and then there's the big toll transport depot
there, on the corner. Okay, and it's called Men's Shed, isn't
Men's
it?
Shed, yes, is right, and the building has been very generously donated to us by toll transport.
Oh, that's handy to know.
Mm.
That's handy to know because I... Even me, I've got one broken barbecue chair that needs fixing, you know.
That's us.
That's you. So yes. I'll keep you in mind for that. But, I mean, if listeners are listening to this program, they'll be able to take stuff to you and then you'll be able to say whether you can fix it or not, you know.
This is right. And these women that have got husbands at home that have got nothing to do, they should bring them along too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. That sounds interesting.
We want more members.
More members, eh?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, well, for people that are listening, Dave Johnson, I hope they're listening so they can support you as well as members, you know, to be active in it and doing something, you know, something just to move around, you know, for the older people, men, and keep active, eh?
That's right. That's what it's about. Keep the mind and the body active.
Body. Oh, very good. Okay, Dave, thank you for that little story this morning that's on the air. And I'm hoping people are able to help and support you in this field of work.
Thank you, girlie. Okay. I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay,
to talk
thank
to you.
You. I'll be one that'll come down because I've got a broken chair. That's for real. Okay, thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
Okay, catch up.
Okay, bye.
Bye.